Welcome to Sports and a Slice of Life. And now, here's your host, Dave Lewis.
How's it going? Hope you're having a great day, and thank you for checking in. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, and in honor of that, NBC Sports Networks has put together a tremendous documentary called Headstrong, Mental Health and Sports. But when you watch, it really transcends the games and really impacts all of us in some way, knowing that it's okay to not be okay. I had a chance to catch up with one of the executive producers, Ted Griggs, and get his thoughts on the show. I want to make sure I get your title right. Ted Griggs.
Oh, God.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I could just say Big Shot.
It's the longest title in the history of mankind. Just say that I work in programming for the regional sports networks. That's fine.
President, group leader, and strategic production and programming. Is that right?
Yeah, that's close enough. Yeah.
We'll run with it. Yeah. Hey, Ted, this is a wonderful show. In fact, I watched it with a mixture of tears and kind of feeling uplifted. How did this concept get pitched to you, and what resonated so deeply?
Actually, surprisingly, it was an idea that going back all the way to 2011 when Brandon Marshall, who's one of our executive producers, coincidentally, came out and in a press conference for the Miami Dolphins said that he had been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. And then he famously wore lime green cleats in 2013 when he was a member of the Chicago Bears. And I thought, wow, that is really interesting because being in sports, you meet all sorts of people. But one thing that athletes are trained not to do is show any sign of weakness. And here was a man who was stepping forward to admit that he had some mental health issues, which I think a lot of people do, but no one admits to, and certainly not athletes. So I sort of filed that away and thought, well, you know, that would be interesting to do a story on sometime or to do something with. And then just recently in the past year, there just became a chorus of athletes who joined in, Michael Phelps, DeMar DeRozan, Kevin Love, Commissioner Adam Silver with the NBA, and the time just seemed right. So we met with Religion of Sports, which is a very talented group of filmmakers, and we had a lunch and we talked about stories that we might do. And I think the first or second one that I mentioned was mental health and sports, and everybody said, that's it. And so the conversation of lunch then went from what to how, and it's been an amazing journey and an amazing topic to deal with.
How did you find those four? Hayden Hurst, Clint Malarchuk, along with Justice Winslow, and the soccer player from Oregon State, Nathan Broughton.
We did a ton of research and talked to all sorts of athletes. And you know, it's really difficult in today's environment to get somebody to spend three or four continuous days with you, which is what you really need to do a documentary. There were a number of athletes who were willing to talk to us: Brock Holt with the Red Sox, Brian Johnson with the Red Sox, but they just didn't have the time to give us that we needed. We also, and this is the first time in my career we've ever done this. Normally, when I'm doing a project, I'll try to say, let's get some women involved. Let's do some stories on some female athletes. Because we were releasing this in November in partnership with the Movember Foundation, which really focuses on men's health, we tried to isolate it to men. And it's interesting. Men are 3 to 4 times more likely to commit suicide than women because of the cultural pressures we put on men in terms of masculinity. Men don't talk about their feelings as much, and it tends to lead to really tragic circumstances, such like suicide or even violence towards others.
Do you think that's true for men in general, or just men from our generation?
I think that younger people in general are more apt to talk about their feelings. I think social media in some ways has been a blessing, in many other ways it's been a curse, and we can talk about that. But social media has allowed people to talk about their feelings a little bit better, maybe even safer. So I think the new generation is definitely handling this a lot better than you're in my generation, and certainly than our father's generation. And there's a lot of societal and cultural pressure put on men. There's all these phrases, you know, man up, don't let them see that it hurts you, you know, all this kind of stuff that I really think is counterproductive.
You mentioned social media. In fact, this is my fourth podcast concerning mental health. And there's a kid that's the former quarterback at Sarah, and he started a nonprofit for teen suicide prevention. And we talked about social media because if Ted Griggs shows me an Instagram picture, it's him looking his best, right? His best abs, his best vacation, right? He looks the best. And so my life might not measure up to yours. And that's going to create some anxiety.
Yeah, I think for young people, that certainly, you know, I see it with my daughter. Going through her Instagram scroll, and you know, I have to tell her sometimes. I say, you know, that girl, 30 seconds later, is sitting in her couch in her sweats, just like you are. I think there is a lot of pressure in social media where people compare. You know, we did a seminar about mental health with the Celtics recently, and Brad Stevens said that he tells his players, compete, don't compare. And compare is a really, really dangerous area to go to. As well as social media can be downright cruel. You know, there's some of the athletes that we talked to in this documentary, particularly Justice Winslow, really struggle with the things that are said about him in media in general, but it's particularly in social media. And I don't think people recognize that as much about athletes. The things that they are subject to, you know, Dave, if you or I have a bad day at work, we generally don't get somebody telling us that, you know, you suck, or, you know, you're worthless, or you're a wasted draft pick, or any of that kind of stuff. And athletes are people, you know, those things hurt. And they're taught to say that it doesn't hurt. And then generally, you know, when they reach a breaking point and admit it hurts, it's kind of too late. And that's really sad.
Well, Hayden Hurst said, I think reaching out for help is more manly than sitting there in silence and suffering. And here's a guy that switched sports, right? He couldn't find the strike zone as a pitcher with Pittsburgh, so he turns to football and kind of finds himself there, but still has those same problems. And that kind of reminds me of something else, that if Ted's got some issues and he changes jobs, changes cities, those issues still travel with you. You still bring you with you.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, I think Hayden would tell you that, you know, the simple way to look at it is, oh, yeah, he quit baseball and he found football and, you know, and everything was great. Well, he still dealt with mental health issues. And, you know, it is extremely courageous and extremely manly to show a vulnerable part of yourself. And the odd sort of, you know, Zen thing about that is when you expose your biggest weakness or your most vulnerable part, you actually become stronger because you're not protecting it so much anymore. And I think that has been counterintuitive for a lot of people, but men in particular. And then, you know, you just turn up the volume for athletes. And, you know, my hope, Dave, is that this documentary, it's not just to look at athletes and what they deal with, obviously, you know, that's somewhat interesting, but really what we hope is that by watching this, people will say, hey, you know what, it's safe and it's okay for me to admit that I have some of these issues too. I mean, obviously, not everybody has borderline personality disorder or suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, but we all, at some time in our life, go through mental health issues. It's part of being human. It's part of the human condition. And to deny that is to deny that you're human. And, you know, of course, we all are.
Talking with Ted Griggs from NBC Sports Networks, and one of the quotes from Dr. Varun Soni said that 33% of college students have mental health issues and 11% have thought of suicide. Do those numbers kind of hit you in the gut, catch you off guard in terms of how high they are?
Well, they're certainly frightening. And, you know, I think in any of these polls, what people say and what they do are somewhat different. I would say those numbers are even higher. You know, one of the statistics that came out in my research for this documentary was through the National Alliance of Mental Illness was that 2 out of 5 people suffer from mental health issues. And as I just said, I just don't believe that. I believe 5 out of 5 do. I believe we all have depression at certain times in our life. I believe we all have highs too high and lows too low. And that's part of being a human being. It's how you deal with those. And it's being able to talk to friends, family, teammates, coaches, coworkers, and find a safe place where you can admit, hey, I'm not okay. And, you know, that's what we hope that this documentary leads to.
Oh, Ted, for sure. Something to tell you. In fact, I won't even edit this out. I watched the show, made a little mental note. I'll be calling my therapist before the end of the day to get in and, you know, get a little tune-up. I'm serious.
Well, and you know what? That's exactly the way to think about it in terms of tune-up. You know, one of the smartest things, and it's not super highlighted in the documentary, but Brandon Marshall, who I think is brilliant. It's kind of not fair that he's such a great athlete and he's actually brilliant too. But he says we need to use the term mental fitness. And, you know, when I first heard that, I was like, yeah, whatever. And then I started thinking about it. And I was thinking about mental fitness and comparing it to physical fitness. And Dave, if I called you and I said, yeah, you know, I'm getting a little flabby. I'm going to go run and try to drop a few pounds, or I'm going to work on my endurance, you'd say, cool, no problem. If I said, I'm working with a personal trainer, you'd say, well, that's really great, man. I can't believe you can afford to do that. But if I said, you know, I'm dealing with some emotional issues, or I've got some baggage, you know, from a relationship that I'm dealing with, or I've hired I'm going to see a therapist, which is basically a physical trainer for your mind, right?
Yep.
You, at least in the past, people would look at that somewhat askew, and they're not different at all. They're at least in my mind, physical fitness and mental fitness are both things that you have to work at. And I think we need to start thinking about it that way.
And all 4 of those athletes in the show said, hey, we want to remove the stigma where it's okay to admit that you're not okay.
Yeah, it's okay. And it's okay to admit that, you know, we used to joke, well, I'm taking a mental health day, you know, and we'd go to the beach or whatever. You know what? It is okay to take a mental health day. Every so often, you need a mental health day. And, you know, this concept is really popular in the NBA now is like load management, right? You know, with Kawhi Leonard and certain players. And we think about it physical, but it's also mental. And I'm not sure that, you know, 10, 20 years from now, we might look back at it and say, taking the stress off one's mind for a day or two is actually very productive. In baseball, they talk about it, you know, you might have Bruce Bochy say, oh, I'm just giving so-and-so a couple days off because he's pressing. That's mental health, right? Mm-hmm. And we accept it. But if he said, you know, he's going through some mental things. Whoa, geez, you know, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, that's a big problem. It's all in the language we use and taking away that stigma, like Ted, you said.
Ted Griggs with us, and I don't want to spoil the plot, but all 4 subjects really chose to make a difference by being role models to help others with this. And that's certainly one way to help heal yourself is to make a difference in other people's lives.
Yeah, I think the other really interesting thing to me, and it goes to show how, you know, the mind is really, really complicated, but all 4 of these men found solutions in different ways. Hayden Hurst through journaling, something as simple as just, you know, sitting down and writing down your thoughts and getting them off your mind so they don't go, you know, around and around and around. Clint Malarchik, who suffers from PTSD, uses equine therapy. You know, he's out there with horses, and being around animals really helps him. Justice Winslow was reconnecting with his friends and family from when he was a little boy in Houston. And then Nathan Broughton was taking a tragedy of a teammate's suicide and his reaction to that and turning it into something positive at Oregon State and then really throughout the Pac-12. So there's not like, you know, there's not a magic pill. There's not a magic therapy session or anything. You know, we all have to fight through this and find our own way. And it can be different for different people. And I think, you know, that was one of the things that we really spoke about is we said, we can't do an exploitive documentary that just talks about the problems, you know, or just talks about the high school player who committed suicide or somebody who dealt with a tragedy in a different way. We have to show that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And I hopefully we did that.
Have you heard from some folks connected with the show or other people that have seen it saying, man, thanks a lot. That's something I needed to hear.
We've heard from people who just, you know, felt inspired and almost the interesting thing is everybody that we have spoke to say, well, yeah, you know, I have some mental health issues in my family. And, you know, my answer is always, of course you do. But we, you know, everybody, this is a topic which touches everybody either through somebody they know or through themselves. And, you know, I hope that as a result of this, one of the things we didn't want to do is have people watch a program and say, oh, that was really inspiring. And then they, you know, go back to doing whatever they do. We wanted people to talk about it afterwards with friends, family, coworkers. We actually have over 30 digital shorts, which continue the conversation. And then across the country, there's another 60 of them. So we have 90 pieces of content where we have, you know, athletes, doctors, professionals talking about the issue of mental health and helping people throughout the month of November, which we're hoping, you know, to take advantage of this this idea of Men's Health Month. You know, worldwide, one man commits suicide every minute of every day throughout the entire year. It's just tragic.
Those numbers are mind-blowing and really sobering. Ted Griggs of NBC Sports Network with us. In the Bay Area, there are supplementary vignettes spotlighting local athletes like Kevon Looney of the Warriors, A's shortstop Marcus Semien, Joe Thornton of the Sharks, former Giants coach Tim Flannery, and former 49er Charles Haley. You mentioned some other short-form video features focused on mental health and men's health issues. How can people check those out?
Well, for those in the Bay Area, you just go to NBC Sports, nbcsports.com/Bay Area. There's a separate tab for Headstrong. There's a incredibly powerful story about Jamie Baker, who is our Sharks broadcaster, who was suicidal as recently as a couple of years ago. Jamie uses yoga, and he also writes in a journal to help with some of these issues. Charles Haley's story is riveting, absolutely riveting. So they're all in there, and some of them are just about, you know, health in general, about things like physical fitness or sleep, you know, all sorts of things that go into to mental health and just being a productive human being.
All a part of Men's Health Awareness Month. The show is called Headstrong, Mental Health and Sports. Ted, you and your crew should take a bow. You folks did an outstanding job.
Well, I thank you for that. I thank you for helping us to get the word out, and I hope people get a chance to watch it.
Well, I've got thousands of listeners that download from all over the world, but to me, if just one person is touched by this, I mean, we want more, obviously, but if just one has it make a difference in their lives where they reach out and they come out of the silence, that'll certainly mean our talk was worth it.
Yeah, it's actually going to be on NBCSN right after Wednesday Night Hockey. It'll be shown nationally on November 27th. So if anybody is watching in Iowa or Alaska or Alabama or anywhere where you don't have a NBC Sports Regional Network, it'll be on nationally. And we'll try to find ways to get it out there digitally as well.
You're the best, Ted. I really appreciate the time.
I appreciate your time.
That's Ted Griggs from NBC Sports Network. The show Headstrong, Mental Health and Sports. You've got to check it out. The executive producer of our podcast is Hunter Lewis. You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube. Leave your comments on DaveLewisOnTheAir.com. I will respond to everyone who takes the time to write to me. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time. We'll be right back.